This is the EWN Radio Network.
That it still shows up is a lot of times we still haven't fully released the emotional charge. So in body talk, we call this active memory trauma. And what active memory simply means is there's still an emotional charge.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in three.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to this special series we're featuring here on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million, and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started.
My goodness, it's great to be back here. It's my Friday night. I hope it's the start of your weekend. It's the start of my weekend. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as host of the Autoimmune Hour, I love bringing fascinating people I found on my journey through to recovery here. And it's just so exciting. Also about thriving regardless of your diagnosis. Last week I talked about going to the beautiful farmers markets here in the Pacific Northwest. I did, ate my way through a farmers market, which was so much fun. I hope you guys are getting out and enjoying some fun things yourself. My goodness, I was trying to think of my plans for this weekend, and you know what? It's one of those wonderful weekends where very little is planned. I love those. My free-flow weekends. I've got a lot to catch up on, which is kind of strange, because I was going to take a couple of days and just focus on getting some of that backlog work I have done. You know, I've got a couple of books here on my hard drive that I'm meaning to get out, so I'm going to be getting those finished. So I think that's a good use of my weekend. It's supposed to be really hot here this weekend, and sometimes when we have autoimmune conditions, you know, heat and cold can affect us. I'm one of those that don't really like the hot, so I think it's a perfect weekend for staying in. And also talking about perfect, this evening I've got a fantastic chai coconut tea. It's really tasty. The coconut adds a really exotic flavor. I know chai's kind of exotic anyway, but the coconut adds a smoothness to it. I love that. I know it's got a lot of caffeine, though. Keep me really awake for our conversation that we're going to have with Lynn DeMastro Thompson, owner of Heart Fire Healing. And she's passionate about helping people move beyond the challenges that stress, anxiety, and illness create for them. Not feeling your best physically, mentally, and emotionally can, as we all know, can just make it difficult to achieve all the things that we want to do in life, and can just leave us feeling frustrated. But gosh, I've been there, done that. Luckily, I've been able to move through it. And with Lynn, it specializes in helping you get back on track when you feel derailed by your diagnosis and show you that change is really possible. Oh, you guys, if you've listened for the Autoimmune Hour for very long, you know that change is absolutely possible. Oftentimes, we'll get that diagnosis placed on our head like you have, boom, and it can feel like such a weight. But just being open to opportunities, open to exploring, open to your intuition, to healing is the way to go. Being open and knowing what you want and what you don't want. Many times I've said to medical professionals, you know, that might work for you, some of people, but that's not going to work for me, especially when it was really life-altering. Like, I've had a couple of people say surgery, and I'm like, you know, maybe I'm not going to close the door, but for now, the door is closed. So So Lynn understands how her from her own life experience just how stressful and overwhelming living with a chronic health condition can be. And this is what makes her so ideal to help clients understand deep healing, as well as teaching them ways to relieve stress. She has significant experience working with women living with autoimmune diseases, and over 75% of her clients have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. I mean, that's amazing and also sad when we think about it. My goodness, because autoimmune really overly affects women more than men. I got my own beliefs about it called the science of Sharon, but I think a lot of that has to do with that we often overlook our self-love, self-compassion, and self-care. But that's my own science of Sharon. No medical facts, not a doctor. Just putting that little asterisk out there. But think about that. Think about how much of us are we giving first before we take care of ourselves and our own health problems. Sometimes we let our own health problems get out of whack while we're dealing with our own family problems. Anyway, Lynn's clients all share how working with her has resulted in significant improvements in their health and well-being. So Lynn has a master's in somatic psychology, that's called the mind-body approach, and a certified body talk practitioner. She has additional training in biofeedback, therapeutic yoga, and Reiki. See, I was trying to combine those two words there, Lynn. So, anyway, welcome to the show today, Lynn. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my goodness, you know, I've done body talk before and I found it interesting, fascinating, and helpful. Give us your definition of what is body talk, because some people might not know what that means. And, you know, honestly, being a body language expert, oftentimes people think that the work I do is body talk. So let's talk about what is really body talk.
Sure. Yeah, it's very uncommon that I actually meet somebody that knows what I do. So I'm happy to share a little bit about what it is. Body talk is really about understanding the story behind the symptoms. So I always like to say that our bodies talk to us in the only language that they really have, which is, you know, different sensations, pain, symptoms. And of course, when we feel good, our body is also talking to us, but we often only kind of focus on the negative when we're not feeling well. So understanding what the message that our bodies are trying to communicate to us and really working with that is a very powerful approach to healing.
It was fascinating being certified in hypnotherapy as well as NLP. It reminds me a lot of when we talk to the symptom or use what we call talking to your parts. And although with body talk as with a practitioner, you guide the people through that process. You help them understand that process. So take us through what would be sort of a typical, if I knew nothing about it, I was just meeting you for the very first time, what would be some of the very first things that would happen?
Well, every session is unique, but the process is always kind of the same for people. So I can work with people in person, so that would look like somebody lying on a massage table, or I can actually work with people by phone because energy is, you know, non-local and we're all connected, just like you and I are speaking over telephone lines. So the person relaxes on a table, and as a practitioner, it's really, we call it a structured intuition process. So we learn as a practitioner a structured protocol chart, that's our common language of practitioners, and then we're also tuning in intuitively to the story of what's going on. So sometimes I'll get things like a memory, a traumatic memory from somebody's childhood that they fully haven't processed emotionally, so there's still stored trauma in the body. It's always fascinating to see what happens when that when it comes up for a client and they say, how did you know that happened when I was 6 years old and, you know, I went through this traumatic experience? And it's just because that's what needs to come up in that moment. I don't get their whole life story when they're lying on the table. We create kind of healing formulas that are balancing the body and helping to release trauma that's stored in the body, release trapped emotions, and just bring more balance to the whole body.
Stored trauma seems to be, at least I know on my experience here of healing, as I'm continuing down the path of getting stronger and stronger every day, a couple of months ago, we had Dr. David Clark on, and he talked about adverse childhood traumas, as well as post-traumatic stress disorder and other things. He calls it stress illness, and how that can play into exacerbating a autoimmune condition, and how releasing some of those can absolutely, he says, never heal an autoimmune condition. I'm sure that's just a way of, in my mind, I'm thinking that a lot of times the stored trauma, even if you, quote unquote, aren't technically cured, boy, you'll feel so much better. And to me, when you have an autoimmune condition, even minute wins in the win column, it can create such a opening into new ways of being and living your life. Even just getting over minor aches and pains can talk so much about that. Tell us a little bit about the ways you see stored trauma manifest. I think people kind of think, well, even if they've had counseling, let's say, they remember an adverse childhood experience and they go, oh, well, you know, gosh, Lynn, you know, I already did counseling for that. I think I'm over it. I can talk about it. But how come it still shows up?
Well, I think one of the big reasons that it still shows up is a lot of times we still haven't fully released the emotional charge. So in body talk, we call this active memory trauma. And what active memory simply means is there's still an emotional charge. So you tell the story of when something happened and you still, maybe you're not like in that full blown wanting to cry or scream or, you know, be terrified, but there's still a little bit of that, initial emotion, maybe diluted, and it kind of gets stuck by the body in different places. Sometimes it's a place where there's a weakness already, like you have an injury and the body kind of stores it someplace. Sometimes the body just needs to find someplace to store it. That's also, I think, what contributes for a lot of people to aches and pains, is trapped emotion stuck in a particular area of the body.
Oh, I've told this story before, but I had a good friend who's a healer and a therapist. This was years ago. I kept coming back with this particular shoulder pain. You know, she noticed the pattern. And I think that's what's powerful about practitioners such as yourself, is you're able to stay what I call passionately dissociated from it. You're very connected, but not part of it, you know, is able to see patterns. And I remember very clearly she said to me, just sort of off the cuff, I think it kind of fell out of her mouth before she realized what she said. She said, well, you know, if you take the knife out of your back, everything would be fine. And it was very powerful, because I started to think about the ways we talk about incidences or people or situations, like, oh, that was a pain in the rear, or, you know, the knife in the back, or a pain in my side, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. She stabbed me through the heart.
Exactly. Or even the word broken heart. Oh, my goodness. How oftentimes sort of those stories, those words we put with it, actually, in a strange way, have some truth behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Think of all the metaphors we use too for like our stomach, you know, that was hard to stomach, or it made me sick to my stomach. Definitely part of our vocabulary. And I think it's very intuitive that we use those things. We just don't often think about them in that way.
As we begin to listen to ourselves, while also Lynn helps you listen to what's happening with your body, is, oh my goodness, I guess one of the things I'm going to throw out there is, in your journals, write some of these things. If you hear yourself saying it, or maybe a loved one saying it, that could be very telling too. So just, you know, maybe put your antenna out there and say, find out if you're saying any sort of these weird little euphemisms, these little sayings that might be giving you clues to little stressors or things that could be going on in that way. Let's talk a little bit more, Lynn, about body talk. And so we are able to understand these stored traumas, but once we have an awareness of them, then what?
Well, it's actually really just a process of releasing them. So what's fascinating to me, and I've done traditional therapy myself personally, is some things that I could have talked about for 2 years and it still is there. It can take one session to just release that particular traumatic memory that's actually stored in the body. So it can be very actually fast and powerful how that releases from the body and clears.
So what do you mean by release? I remember my body talk sessions and how I had the release, but I'm sure there's a wide range of release, and just using the word releases from the body, I guess if I, like I said, I've had body talk, so I'm aware of it, but if I'm just hearing this as a newbie, I might begin to think of sort of, you know, the alien popping out or something.
Yes, no, nothing like that. So a lot of times when we're working with like a traumatic memory, we have a special technique that we use that's an active memory release. And we're basically taking the person back to remembering whatever they remember about that time. So they're going to think about that. And we do some different eye movements to activate different centers of the brain that are associated with all of the different memories and all of the senses. And so as they kind of remember it, we're kind of bringing it up and then we're dissociating the memory. So a lot of times people will feel a bit of a surge of whatever that emotion was. I've seen people tear up at times or just, you know, their breath will get a little bit shallow. They'll get a little bit kind of that emotion that they felt, whatever that was when the trauma happened. But then the body is able to just kind of, we work with some breathing at the very end of the technique, especially some deep inhales and deep exhales. And the body is able to just move it out. And so what they say is the couple easiest ways for us to release emotions is for it to come up through tears. And actually, it's really fascinating. We also release down through bowel movements. So sometimes people report after a body talk session that they're releasing emotions. I'll have actually a very large bowel movement. So it's kind of strange. Sometimes I have to talk to my clients about that. But, you know, when you know.
Literally getting rid of the crap.
Exactly.
Right?
You got to get rid of the crap. And when you know that it's one of the easiest ways for things to release, it's nice to just know, oh, yeah, I can just let it go that way.
Well, oftentimes I find this particularly interesting with autoimmune because people do report problems with that digestive tract. Oh, there's words out there now. I think there's some dispute in the Western medical community about this label, but the label of the leaky gut. And oftentimes people do talk about experiences either switching between the too loose and too soft or being, I mean, too tight or whatever. Mm-hmm. They talk a lot about times holding on or having these immediate evacuations that under stressful situations. So that's fascinating that that's one of the things, one of the symptoms, one of the signs that maybe in that particular case it was a good thing. We're able to get rid of some of that extra things we've been holding on to.
Right. The body is able to release, and that's really kind of what our intestines are designed to do, and they actually have one of the consciousness of that area of the body is about letting go. So people who aren't able to fully let go in that area, often there's an imbalance in that part of the body.
Now, one of my favorite things that you did mention, and I know so many people look at me cross-eyed because it seems so boring, but I am a huge fan of breathing and understanding breathing. People always say when you're a huge fan of breathing, well, of course, I mean, you'd pass out and die if you weren't. But seriously, I think breathing is the most underrated, understood thing that we do that can create a much better quality of the moment. It's so fascinating that with just a couple of nice, full, complete, deep breaths, it can quickly shift how you're feeling about situations and even how body parts are feeling. So walk us through a little bit more about this concept of breathing, because I know how powerful it can be, even from my work in body language and nonverbal communication. One of the things we see, and I always say, the first thing that you're judged on when you walk in a room, people will go, oh, your dress, your hairstyle, whatever, your gender. No, it's how you're breathing. That's why it explains why maybe somebody would say very unconventional could walk into a room, but if they're very breathing very calmly and comfortably, people are like, oh, that's just Susan, that's just John, and this doesn't make any difference to them because their fight or flight hasn't been activated by that other person. And breathing is contagious. So let's talk a little bit about some of the breathing techniques you use in body talk to help people get comfortable, release these things.
Well, I think, you know, diaphragmatic breathing is something that I'm familiar with from just body talk as well as from outside of body talk. I've worked a lot with it using the biofeedback training that I also have. It's really important to take deeper breaths and slower breaths than most of us are accustomed to doing. So I think I've heard different statistics about how much of our lungs most of us actually breathe into. And that percentage is not a huge percent for the vast majority of people who are not paying attention to their breathing. But the really powerful thing is when we breathe into the deeper parts of our lungs, that's actually where the connections and the innervations are into the parasympathetic nervous system, so the part of the nervous system that calms us down. So by simply breathing into those bottom parts of our lungs, we can actually really calm down our nervous system very quickly.
Oh, it's fascinating to me how quickly just paying attention to your breathing and trying to breathe deep, finding places of your lungs that haven't seen fresh air for a while is critically important. I took a deep breathing class one time, and it was related to communication and acting, and it was an interesting class. It was just a day-long class, and what I found fascinating was some of the very deep, I'll say deep belly breathing parts of it. There were times when we were actually feeling a little teary-eyed, or other people would really start to cry or have some sort of amazing response. And so to me, it shows that the power of the breath can tap into a lot of this stored trauma and this understanding of where we're keeping it all. And if we work with yoga at all, you know that there's a technique called pranayama, and it's about breathing, and they have a variety of breathing techniques. And one of my favorite is called the lion breath. And it's a very, to make this funny face, you'll have to look it up on the internet, folks, but to actually maybe see a video of it or something. But you know, it involves sticking out your tongue as far as you can and rolling your eyes up, 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 and letting it out. You know? And it's a lovely release. I know it sounds funny, but sometimes doing these things and getting a release through our breath is absolutely important. So let's do a couple of deep breaths, and then we have to take a quick commercial break. So let's take a couple of nice deep breaths while we take this quick commercial break. And we'll be back in just a minute with Lynn DeMaestro-Thomas about understanding body talk and biofeedback, therapeutic yoga, and Reiki, and how that can help us with this mind-body approach to healing. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we've been talking to Lynn DeMaestro-Thomas from Heart Fire Healing. She's just absolutely passionate about helping clients move beyond challenges that stress, anxiety, and illness create for them. She is a body talk expert as well as trained in biofeedback, therapeutic yoga, and Reiki. And we've been talking about this mind-body approach, being able to talk to the story of our symptoms and to find the story behind our symptoms. If there is one, you know, maybe there isn't, but it's always worth exploring, right? It's like, what I love about body talk, it's one of those things that I've often thought, same with biofeedback, therapeutic yoga, and Reiki, is like, give it a try, you know? It's not like taking a pill that might, you know, some of the pills that they offer for autoimmune are quite strong chemicals, and it's not like anything, a surgery or anything like that. So I always say, you know what? It may or may not be for you, but absolutely find a certified practitioner and hey, give it a try. You might be amazed, and maybe you're not. I've done multiple different healing methodologies and modalities, and some I've loved and some I've like, well, that was interesting. But what I love about Body Talk is I've actually had, personally, some great transformation through it. So will you share with us a couple of your, I'll say, your favorite transformation stories of how Body Talk and biofeedback and therapeutic yoga and Reiki have helped people in your world?
Happy to. So one of my clients came to me, and she's had a lot of different chronic health issues, including some autoimmune issues, lupus in particular, and also chronic pain. And so we've been working together for, over 2 years now. And one of the most amazing things that she reports is just how improved her quality of life is through, mostly we do body talk sessions together. She says that her lupus flares, which typically can be from 2 to 3 weeks before we were working together, have shortened and laid down to maybe about a week to 10 days. So that's a significant amount of days feeling better that she's experienced. And she says her energy levels are better. Her chronic pain issues are much better as well. She doesn't need as much pain medicine. So it's amazing to really see that transformation. And another one of my favorites is I work with this little 7-year-old boy, and I also work with his mother as well. And he came to me because he was dealing with really bad asthma. Asthma so bad that his inhaler wasn't really working, and he would be rushed to the emergency room because he couldn't breathe. So I'm sure you can imagine how traumatizing that is for anybody, but for a 7-year-old, that's just overwhelmingly scary. And in just over 3 sessions over the course of 3 months, kids shift so much faster than adults. It's just, they're so lucky because they have so much less kind of trauma to work through and life experiences. His mom said he was just doing so much better. He hasn't been going to the emergency room. You know, they can really control his asthma much better. And of course, that makes me so happy to hear that this poor little boy isn't terrified all the time that he's not going to be able to breathe.
I just want to point out, this works in conjunction with your medical care. This isn't about replacing medical care or dumping something. This is all about making sure that you're safe and doing it in the right way. And that's what I love about Lynn's work, is being able to work with a whole types of methodologies and modalities and being able to be of service in the ways that best help you as you go through your healing. And that's what I love about this. Let's talk a little bit more about, I know we talked about body talk and this, how we find the stories behind the symptoms and are able to uncover stored trauma and to be able to improve our quality of life. But I also know you do biofeedback, and I'm thinking back, I don't know a lot about biofeedback other than what I remember, I'm dating myself here, but really came into almost vogue in the 70s, I think it was. And, and then it sort of fell out of, I'm not sure what happened to it, but let's talk a little bit about biofeedback and how biofeedback helps and how it works in conjunction with body talk.
Sure. So I think one of the greatest things about biofeedback is it empowers people to learn how to take control of their body's reactions. So I work with hooking people up with different sensors, and we can look at like your respiration, your heart rate, muscle tension in the body, what your skin temperature is doing, all through these simple sensors that just attach to the body. They're non-invasive. So sometimes people are a little intimidated when they hear the word sensor, but it's very low-key and not intimidating. And you'll see on a computer screen what's going on. So you can actually see, you know, how deep or how shallow you're breathing, how fast or how slow you're breathing. A lot of people, I think, think that they're breathing slowly, and it's fascinating for them to see on the screen, you know, that may not really be the case.
I love that. That's so true. But the one thing I love about breathing is, remember I said breathing is contagious, folks, and you can actually, if you are in a situation without a biofeedback register and you see someone breathing very rapidly, and I do this a lot if I'm in facilitating contentious meetings or where there's volatile information I'm needing to give, is actually slow down my breathing beyond slow. I mean, as slow as I can keep it going. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to shift other people in the room. So it's fascinating to me about breathing. So here we are watching our own breathing, respiration, other things on the screen. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Well, it's really a kind of a training process. So for most people who are used to kind of living in that fight or flight state, which has unfortunately become so many of us, we just live in a world that's so stressful. It's really about training the nervous system that, no, we don't have to be in fight or flight all the time. We can actually come out into the rest and digest relaxation response by simply, you know, doing some slow breathing. The heart rate will actually start to decrease. There's just all sorts of different things that start to happen in the body. Digestion can come online a lot better when we're not stressed out, because the body shuts that down when it thinks we're in fight or flight. It's really, I teach people practices then that they can use at home and they can start integrating into their lives. So that's why I sometimes love to do it in conjunction with body talk, is because it's something that people can really have a tool that they can walk away and practice. And then the body talk really gets to the deeper underlying stories, kind of part of the iceberg that's under the water, so to speak.
Now, what I find fascinating about biofeedback is oftentimes you get stuck in a way of doing something, whether it's high breathing or anything else, and you forget what it feels like to be the other way. Mm-hmm. And what I love about biofeedback is you're working to change the little numbers and things on the screen. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, that's right. That's what deep breathing really feels like. Or, oh, that's right. That's what it feels like to be able to slow down my heart rate just a smidge. Oh, my goodness. We get used to what we do all the time, and then all of a sudden it becomes the new normal. Uh-huh. And we don't realize that maybe it's not a very helpful normal. Normal doesn't mean well, folks. Uh-huh. Oftentimes I hear that when doctors will say, oh, your blood tests are normal. Well, what's optimal? Normal is such a wide range. Uh-huh. Same with biofeedback. And you can think that what you're doing is normal, but that doesn't make it optimal for your body. And that's what biofeedback and body talk is all about, is coming up with the optimal, not whatever, quote unquote, your normal is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's definitely a different perspective. So many doctors are just kind of wanting to get you to that, like you said, the normal state, but not really get you to your most optimal state of health. What is the best that you possibly can feel?
Absolutely. And that's what I always strive for. Regardless of the diagnosis, there's always ways to feel better and feel stronger and feel more in control of your life at this point, regardless of your diagnosis. My goodness. Also, to share with us, Lynn, a few tips that you know that you send people away with. Like, what are some tips and techniques that if we can't get to a body talk practitioner right away, or we're maybe trip or something and feel a moment of stressed out, what are some tips or tricks that you teach your clients that they can do on their own?
Sure. Diaphragmatic breathing is really a powerful one. One of my favorite ways to do it, if you're struggling with trying to slow down, and this is something that you can go to a grocery store and buy for, you know, a dollar or two, is get some straws, like drinking straws. And you can actually use that for something called straw breathing. So what you're doing is you're inhaling through your nose, but then you exhale out. You hold the straw in your mouth and you exhale out through the straw. And because you have that restricted space that you're breathing out through, it really forces you to actually start to slow down. So just the one caution with that is if you do start to kind of feel extra anxious or lightheaded, you don't want to continue with that. But most people do really well with it, and it's just kind of a great little cheat tool to be able to play with slowing down your breathing.
Oh, and I want to add a little note there about, she mentioned breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. We want to be sure and breathe in through our nose, because so much happens you've got a microbiome in your nose. Uh-huh. Just like you got a microbiome in your gut, you got a microbiome on your skin, all of this. And breathing through your nose, there are a lot of changes that go on in the whole process that are activated when you breathe through your nose, including nitric oxide, which is a relaxation chemical. So be sure that when you do this, you listen very carefully, and you're not, this isn't mouth breathing. This is breathe in through your nose fully and completely, and then exhale through the straw fully and completely. And yes, you're right, Lynn. If you aren't used to breathing fully and completely, this rush of oxygen and getting all sort of that ancient stuff out of the lower parts of your lungs can give you kind of an odd feeling, an odd rush, uh-huh. or quote-unquote be out of your normal. Your body's like, oh my goodness, what's all this oxygen? What do I do now?
Right.
So just relax and go with it. Try it a little bit. Get to that point where you're like, take a break, whatever. And then
right.
that doesn't mean that it was bad. It actually means it's a good thing that
right.
your body's responding. But you don't want to keep doing a good thing to the point where it's uncomfortable. So you stop. Try it again the next day or a day later, you know, a couple days later, and just keep playing with it, because I'm just a big fan of playing instead of practicing, because practicing sounds like work and I just love to play with things. So play with that breathing technique. I love that one. What are a couple other things that we can do on our own if we're unable to get to a body talk practitioner right away?
Well, one of the things that you just mentioned is looking at the microbiome. So that's actually one of the things we work with a lot in Body Talk. But just there's some great advice about kind of balancing your own microbiome to help your immune system. So I've heard statistics as far as how much fiber, plant fiber, we actually need to eat. And I think it's like 10 times the daily recommended amount. So, you know, that may sound overwhelming and you may not be able to get to 10 times immediately, but trying to watch how much plant fiber you're eating, because you need to feed all of those good little bugs that live in your gut. That's what they eat. And if you don't eat plant fiber on a regular basis, they're starving for food.
Absolutely. That's so true. And that neither of us being medical doctors or anything like that, be sure and research this idea of the plant-based diet approach. And this isn't about not allowing meat proteins,
mm-hmm.
but just understand that the more plant fibers, yep, your granny was right, eat your veggies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What I found, because I wasn't a very big veggie fan at the start of all of this, but just introducing it slowly and continually, I found that my taste buds changed to the point where I started to crave it. So this isn't about throwing out the baby with the bathwater, folks. This is just about slowly and continuing to introduce new things and try new things. That's what I love about the farmers markets here, is you're like, oh my goodness, what is that there? I don't know. And then you ask the grower right there, okay, this looks fascinating, but I don't know what to do with it. And they are more than helpful to say, oh, well, this is, you know, I don't know, a leek or an okra or something. You're like, oh, tell me how to cook it. So that's what I love about that. So just introduce the plant fibers slowly and continually, and you'll find that your taste buds change and begin to crave it. So that's great too. So we're breathing, we're eating a more plant-based diet. Like I said, this isn't about becoming a vegan or a vegetarian unless you want to. Just introducing more of it into your system. So well, let's share one more. We're just about out of time, and I want to make sure the audience knows all about how to get a hold of you and your amazing work, as well as this wonderful free gift you have. But let's share a third tip that somebody can take with them to put into practice right away.
I think you kind of mentioned a little bit about this earlier, but really working with your body. So when you start to have symptoms coming up, when you feel a pain or any different kind of symptom that may go with whatever you're, you know, whatever condition you're experiencing, taking time to really get quiet and really breathe. And then sometimes it's like having a conversation with that body part or that area that you're feeling something in. So just asking it, is there anything that you're trying to tell me? What do you need? It's amazing, you know, if you allow yourself to really get quiet, what can start to communicate to you? You know, your body wants to tell you something. And if you allow that space for it, your body might actually have a message for you.
And absolutely, I love talking to symptoms. I love talking to my body parts. I know that sounds funny, but I've gotten to the point where they chime in on their own now, which I find fascinating. Recently, I was at a medical professional who sort of poo-pooed the diet that I'm on. I'm trying to eat as cleanly as possible, and it may sound a little bit shocking for people, and this is not a diet recommendation. This is just what I'm doing right now because it feels right for my body. But I'm not eating wheat any longer. I'm restricting sugar and other things, dairy. I've restricted dairy. And for me, it's working right now. And I had a medical professional look at me in all seriousness and said, Sharon, none of that's going to help. But my response back was, it's not going to hurt. As long as I'm making sure that I'm getting all the nutrients that I need, it's not going to hurt. You can get nutrients without eating the right nutrients without eating wheat and things like uh-huh. that. But what happened was when I mentioned that now the little body parts are talking to me, this little, I'll say, little evil twin popped up on my shoulder and said, see, I told you you could go eat at the fast food places. So we got to be careful about what we let in and how we stand up for ourselves, because even if those parts have gotten to the point where they're sharing with us, like what this pain is about, what this twinge is about, what this anxiety moment is about, setting boundaries and all of that, sometimes people, not even trying to be mean or anything, I think this person was talking from their heart that this was their belief. Sometimes we have to be able to filter those uh-huh. out before we let them get in and become true for us. So it's amazing what listening to your body and allowing those thoughts do. It's really fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm. Rather than trying to just simply make the symptom go away very quickly, which I think we're conditioned to in our society. Oh, just take a pill and make it go away. Well, maybe it doesn't need a pill to go away. Maybe it just needs a chance to say its message and it will go away on its own.
Absolutely. And be open to whatever you hear back. Sometimes when I first started doing this in a quiet place, I do have a beautiful meditation cushion that I love. It's very comfortable. It's very relaxing to sit on, but you can do it. You don't have to sit on a meditation cushion. But the first time I started asking particular symptoms or things, and I would hear the strangest things, and I'd like, well, that can't be true, or tuning into the wrong station here, let me tune this again because that's not what I want to hear. I say be open, just let the thoughts flow in and out. Go, wow, that's interesting, thank you for sharing. Wow, that's interesting, thank you for sharing. And just no judgment on what flows through, because oftentimes we can filter out those things that maybe we don't want to hear, but we need to hear. So with this third tip of Lynn's, be sure and just, as I say, go with the flow and just file it into that, that's interesting category, if you're not quite sure what it means or if it's, sometimes you get the message you weren't expecting.
Very true.
Oh my goodness, this has been great. We're just about out of time. Oh my goodness, our times on the Autoimmune Hour just fly by for us. But I want to be sure that the audience knows how to find out more about you and your amazing work over there at Heart Fire Healing, as well as I know you've got a wonderful gift for the audience. So please share with us how to find out more about you and also how to get your Abundant Heart Fire Life Meditation.
Sure. The best way to find me is to go to my website, and my website is bodytalkportland.com. And there you can read more about what Body Talk is, how it can help. I actually have some special pages focused on autoimmune issues and how Body Talk helps. So make sure to check those out. And as Sharon mentioned, I am offering a free meditation. I think it's about a 15-minute meditation. And it just guides you through visualizing what it is that you want in your life in terms of just an abundant life that can be in terms of health or anything else.
Thank you so much. It's bodytalkportland.com.
The opt-in box at the top under the bar. So there's a place to put in your information if you just go to the homepage.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we can get the Abundant Heart Fire Life Meditation using the opt-in box on our homepage, bodytalkportland.com. Just use the opt-in box up there and she'll send you that wonderful free guided meditation that isn't for autoimmune specifically, but I've found that many things that whenever we take that moment to relax, to get centered, to get grounded, and just allow things to be and let go, amazing healings can happen without it being focused on your specific diagnosis. So many things, so many times we get stuck in that I have kinds of things in the label, and we dismiss opportunities for healing just because they don't fit our label. So here is an opportunity to try something and see how it works for you, because I know whenever I get calm and get centered, regardless of the moment of what's happening for me, because I'm not about my autoimmune condition, I am not that. I have so much more to my life than that. So be sure and go to bodytalkportland.com. Use the opt-in box to get your Abundant Heart Fire Life meditation downloaded for free. Oh, thank you so much, Lynn, for being part of the Autoimmune Hour today. It's been great being able to bring about a conversation about what is body talk and how we can use biofeedback and understanding our energy when we experience conditions that we'll say are less than what we're wanting, less than optimal. So thank you so much for being my guest today on the Autoimmune Hour.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And everyone, join me here next Friday night for another Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. Have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at sharonsaylor.com/radio gift.
This is the EWN Radio Network.